Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. Today I have to take a slightly different approach to the dime. Generally, I try and be at least somewhat professional, the key word there being somewhat, of course, in trying to take an unbiased look at events and sports, and kind of give my two cents on them. I can't do that today. Today I need to come clean with you on a personal level, and this is all brought on by the fact that I was watching Boston completely destroy the Lakers in Game 6, and I'm watching with my best friend Sam and my brother Brian, and the three of us watch as the Celtics completely embarrass the Lakers, win the championship, and the celebration ensues. And Sam and Brian seemed pretty excited for Kevin Garnett and for Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, that the three of them finally won a championship. And I give those three and the rest of the team all the credit in the world. They were supposed to be underdogs in this series, but they consistently outplayed the Lakers in just about every game. They were clearly the better team, and they earned it. And I do absolutely respect those guys, and I'm thrilled for them. You can tell I'm not actually thrilled for them, but I am. That's good for them. That's really cool that they won a championship. But unlike my brother, and unlike my best friend, I couldn't be happy for them. All I could do was look at that sea of green, and a tidal wave of jealousy hit me. Because I'm looking at Boston, the city of Boston, the state of Massachusetts, and you are a fan of professional sports in Boston. You like the Bruins, you like the Celtics, you like the Patriots, and you like the Red Sox. You have, in the last 8 years, been rewarded with 3 Patriot championships, 2 Red Sox championships, and now a Celtics championship. 6 championships in pro sports in the last 8 years. What did Boston fans do to deserve this? There just isn't any justice in professional sports. And I know that might sound ridiculous to some people. I might just sound like I'm complaining. But I have been a lifelong, loyal Oakland Raider and Los Angeles Kings fan. Last time the Oakland Raiders won a Super Bowl was in 1983. I was born in 1986. The Kings, who've been in the league since 1967, have never won a Stanley Cup. So in my lifetime, my two favorite teams that I've poured my heart and soul into have never won anything. Yes, I had the good fortune of going to USC, so I was able to become a Trojan fan, and you couldn't really call me a bandwagon fan because I actually go to the school, but it wasn't a lifelong commitment. I became a Trojan fan when I became a Trojan. I wasn't a Trojan fan since I was 3, like I have been a Raider and a King fan. And I'm just thinking about these Boston fans, and I just am so jealous. And I just don't understand what they did to deserve this. I'm not the only one that suffered through never having seen a championship. I mean, just off the top of my head, let's say you're a major sports fan in Ohio. In baseball, you've got the Reds and the Indians. Last time the Reds won a championship was in 1990. You've got, in pro football, the Bengals and the Browns. Been a while. Cleveland Cavaliers, nope. Columbus Blue Jackets, nope. Last major championship you had was in 1990. 18 years ago. So if you are a major sports fan in Ohio that's 17 or younger, you've never won a championship or seen a championship. And even if you're 20, you probably don't remember the one that you got with the Reds. What about Philadelphia? Eagles, been a while. Phillies, 1980. Flyers, been a while. The Philadelphia 76ers were the last team to win a championship for Philadelphia in 1983. It's been 25 years since that city's had a champion. And this is just obviously going on if you're a fan of all major sports. You might be like me. You might be a fan of just a team or two in your city or state. And while the Lakers have won 3 championships, to my not caring because I'm not a big basketball fan, and the Dodgers won a championship in 1988, not that I'd remember, I was 2, but I'm not a Dodger fan, and so I wouldn't say they won one in my lifetime, at least. I happen to just be a fan of the 2 teams that have never won in my lifetime. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. And you can't tell me you don't feel the same resentment and jealousy for these people. And I don't mean on a personal level. I'm sure they're great people, some of them. I just mean as a whole. The Boston sports nation infuriates me. And I'm not asking for a dynasty. I'm just asking for one championship. Just a taste. The Anaheim Ducks, a team created by Disney in a Disney movie starring Emilio Estevez, became a hockey team based on that movie, ran the organization so well that they became a playoff contender and chased the cup earlier this decade and finally won the cup last year. They've been in the league since 1993, the Anaheim Ducks. And who's a fan of the Anaheim Ducks? There are people in and around Orange County that were Kings fans that decided we're going to be fans of this more local team now, so we don't have to go out to LA to follow the Kings anymore. There were people that loved the movies and thought it would be cool to follow a professional hockey team now. And, of course, the vast majority, bandwagon fans, that realized, gee, the Kings suck. Maybe I should hop on board this team that's actually good, that's actually fighting for playoff spots and going somewhere. They ended up losing in the Stanley Cup Finals to New Jersey in 7 games, but that run stole so many Kings fans, it was pathetic. And so here it is. They win the Stanley Cup in 2007, rewarding a bunch of bandwagon fans and traitors. While loyal Kings fans, many of which who've been alive a lot longer than I have waited since 1967 to win a cup and have gotten nothing. Do I need to bring up the Cubs? And I don't know if other people think about this sort of stuff, but I do. And I don't want to get into a debate about greater powers and the meaning of the universe and so on and so forth. But as a general rule, I'd like to believe that things sort of work themselves out as they should. Which, of course, isn't always true. But I'd like to believe that the universe isn't total, complete random chaos, even though it probably is. So why is it that Boston gets 6 championships, and all these loyal fans all over the place are getting nothing? Where is the universal shifting to get everything back to normal? To give everybody a chance, to give everybody a taste of what it's like to have a winning team. If the Kings or the Raiders ever won a championship, I would cry for weeks. I'd be so happy. My eyes are dry, and they're probably going to stay dry for a long, long time. While Boston wins another 15 to 20 championships. Sorry if I came off as bitter. That's just how I'm feeling at the moment. If you have any questions or comments, as always, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com or just leave a comment here on the page at davesdime.com. Thank you for listening. Hope this was at least somewhat entertaining. Have a good one, everybody.